And now we have more news on COVID-19 and health sector happenings in general. We hear how UEA scientists are researching the loss of smell associated with the virus, and of a world first in employing robotic technology in a complex cancer operation. We follow on with the latest news of the coronavirus outbreak at a poultry factory and the resumption of cycling paramedics.
Loss of smell associated with infection with COVID-19 is much more profound compared to a bad cold or flu, scientists from the University of East Anglia have found. And they say their findings could help to develop smell and taste tests as a quick, alternative way to check if people have the virus. The main differences which the team, led by Professor Carl Philpott from UEA's Norwich Medical School, found were that although COVID-19 patients also lose their sense of smell, they can breathe freely, do not tend to have a runny or blocked nose, and they cannot detect bitter or sweet tastes. The findings, yet to be peer-reviewed, lend weight to the theory that COVID-19 infects the brain and central nervous systems.
Surgeons from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital Bowel Cancer, Urology and Plastic teams joined forces to perform a complex operation on Peter Fabb from Hevingham, who was diagnosed with colon cancer before Easter. In the operating theatre, the plastic surgeons began preparing for reconstructive surgery, while the colorectal and urology teams were removing the cancer using the hospital's Da Vinci robotic surgical system. The surgery involved removing Mr. Fabb's bladder, lower bowel, anal canal, kidney tubes, and prostate. Once removed, reconstructive work began. The surgery would usually result in a patient staying in hospital for at least 2 weeks, including a stay in intensive care. But Mr. Fabb was able to return home after 7 days. The 53-year-old began chemo radiotherapy at Easter, the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. He said, "I wasn't really that worried about COVID, as the cancer was a bigger challenge. After chemotherapy, I had my operation and was left with just a few small keyhole-type incisions on the abdomen, despite the extensive nature of the surgery." Mr. Fabb said that his latest results have shown all the cancer has been completely removed. One of the consultant surgeons, Mr. Ishad Sheikh, said, "Peter has already made significant progress since his operation. The robotic, minimally invasive approach helped Peter to recover faster. Using this approach with a robotic platform, it was possible to minimise the impact of surgery and reduce the hospital stay to 7 days without the need for an intensive care stay or a large incision. The robotic platform gives 3D magnified views and helps in performing precision surgery."
The number of positive coronavirus cases linked to the outbreak at Bannum Poultry has now risen to 104, it is understood, after more results were returned. An emergency meeting was convened on Tuesday, September the 1st, at the request of Mid-Norfolk MP George Freeman, after he raised concerns over how rapidly track and trace was working. Initially, the testing was focused on workers in the factory's cutting room, but was subsequently extended to other parts of the factory. So far, 477 members of staff out of 800 have been tested. The factory, which the council says has been deep cleaned, remains open, with a skeleton staff of 45 workers brought in to staff the slaughterhouse. Mr. Freeman said, "This morning's meeting provided some reassurance on the urgency of local track and trace now being taken, whilst also highlighting the problems and ongoing challenges which need sorting urgently." Dr. Louise Smith, Director of Public Health, said the Government and Department of Health has supported by providing access to data the team did not have and additional mobile testing units. Dr. Smith said, "Clearly, the number of cases in this outbreak are rising, and there are a number of different elements of response and work that we are working on, including ensuring animal welfare, the support for the business as well as public health imperative to interrupt and reduce the spread of the virus. It remains the case we do not have evidence of spread in the wider community. We are linking the cases back to this outbreak, and we do not believe we need to move towards a wider lockdown at this stage."
Life-saving cycling paramedics are back in Norwich City Centre and two other locations to increase fast response to those in need. The East of England Ambulance Service Cycle Response Unit has returned to its post after the pandemic. New recruits are currently undergoing a three-day training course and will work as part of the unit's three teams in Norwich, Great Yarmouth and King's Lynn. The team is equipped to respond in areas which may be harder to access by rapid response car or ambulance due to being able to cycle down alleyways, pedestrian areas and one-way streets. Each cycling paramedic carries around 40 to 50 kilos of equipment, including defibrillator, medication, an observation monitor and delivery kit to lead or assist ambulance teams in an incident. The team is on duty 7 days a week between a.m. and 6 p.m. in the city centre at a base at the Forum. During the summer, the unit also looks to operate in popular summer spots such as Hunstanton and Cromer.